Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1098, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so we started talking about last year, a interesting question. Of course, we're in the middle of the halachas of Kadima B'brachos, and we want to try and finish off the Kadima B'brachos, order B'brachos. We're almost done, and then like we mentioned last year, we want to start the halachas of Shinoi Makom, which we once did, but it's been quite a number of years, and many shailas are constantly coming up, and these are questions. Shinoi Makom obviously come up every day, and sometimes every hour of the day. It's very interesting, because this is food, and this is how we live, Baruch Hashem. So, be it as it may, I just want to discuss, we started talking about last year, the question which I want to get into a little bit, which is a little bit off the subject of Kadima B'brachos. It's not really Shinoi Makom, and it's also not really Kadima B'brachos. Okay, not Kadima B'brachos or Shinoi Makom, but be it as it may, the question was, I make a bracha on one thing, like the famous case we said, a person's going to drink a soda and a coffee, and I made a shahakal on my soda, and I drank the right amount, right? We spoke about last shir, the amount you have to drink. We're not going to get into the whole thing, but I drank the shir, and I have enough to make a burn of fushas, right? So I drank the soda. When I made the shahakal on the soda, I also haven't had in mind my coffee, so my coffee's covered. In other words, there's no question of Kadima B'brachos over here, even though I might like the coffee better, but the coffee I'm drinking afterwards, it's not in front of me, nothing. I'm going to drink it in 10 minutes or whatever. But I had in mind the coffee when I made the shahakal on the soda, even though the coffee, again, might be chavif. Okay, but that's a separate issue. We said that's not a problem because it's not in front of me. Fine. So now the question is, I made the bracha, the shahakal on the soda. I drank the right amount, and I had in mind the coffee, but now I slipped up. I slipped up, and I forgot, and I made a barin of fushas after the soda. So the question is now, 10 minutes later, when I take the coffee, what do I do? Should I make a new bracha on the coffee? Should I make a new shahakal? Do we say that I have to make a new shahakal? I'm sorry. Do we say we do not make a new shahakal? When I made the shahakal on the soda, I had to remind the coffee. So, what do I have to make another bracha on the coffee? The coffee's covered, right? We keep on talking about the famous Ramah, which is brought down in at least two places that I know of, that says you make sure to have a mind every time you're doing this. When you're eating a couple of foods, make sure you have a mind. Well, whatever the halach is, kadima b'bracha, it's not kadima. Make sure you have in mind that in all situations like this, you cover yourself. So yeah, I have in mind the coffee. So I do not need a shahakal on the coffee. Fine. Or do we say, no, 1 second, you slipped up. You made a mistake. You made a burn of fushes on the soda. So now that's automatic hesachadas. In other words, it's automatic cutoff of the original shahakal of the soda. Now you have to make a new shahakal on the coffee. Which way do we turn and how do we look at it? Okay. So now, lemaisa, be it as it may, the reason why I want to get into this, because I came across the Bir Halacha, which is the actual source of this question, and he goes through it with the Dirshu and with the Kaf HaChaim, packaging it up so beautiful. So the bottom line is there's a famous Magen Avraham, pretty famous Magen Avraham, that the Mishnah Berurah brings down, and the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Kuf Tzadik is actually talking about a little bit of a different thing. He's talking about drinking the wine after benching, the Kais on the Birchas HaMazim, drinking it, okay, be it as it may, if a person wants to drink more wine, so he's talking about that case. We're not going to get into that. That's not the issue right now, how to work that. But that is actually what the Bir Halacha is going on. The question of drinking more wine after the cup of wine from the Birchas HaMazon, from after the Birchas HaMazon, but we apply it to all different drinks, this question that he brings down. So he brings down over there, Lamaisa, bottom line is, what does the person do if they want to drink? That's what the Bir Halacha is talking about. What does the person do if they want to drink the more wine, or in our case, they want to drink the coffee, or we're going to see it applies also by foods too, right? I make the bracha, I make a Bir Mezonos, like we spoke about last year on a bunch of cookies. I ate the kazayas, bechtei achilas pras under a 4 minute period. I ate the right amount of cookies. When I made the mezonos, I had in mind the cake. I'm going to be eating my cake. But now I slipped up. I made a al hamichya on my cookies. What do I do with the cake? Should I make a new mezonos on the cake or not make a new mezonos on the cake, right? Okay, so these are all, it's all part of the same shaila. So the Magen Avraham says, no problem. The again, the Bir Halacha bringing this Magen Avraham, and the Kaf HaChaim also, which we're going to see, Kaf HaChaim brings all the beautiful Eitz HaTovus, how to work with this situation. And the Bir Halacha brings the various different shitas. But so they both bring down this Magen Avraham, who says, no, what's the problem? What do you mean? You made a shahakal on your soda and you had in mind the coffee, so you're good. One second, I made a bur nefeshes. Who cares what you made? You had in mind when you made the shahakal, the coffee, right? You had in mind when you made the mezonos on the cookies, the cake. So who cares if you made an ala michi? What does that have to do with anything? You had it in mind, so you're good to go. So that's what the Magen Avraham says. Now the Eliyahu Rabbah and others come and they say, well, excuse me, what is that supposed to mean? They say that you made a bur nefeshes on the soda. When the person makes a bur nefeshes, you automatically cut off the first bracha, right? So now says the Eliyahu Rabbah, well, you need a new bracha. What do you mean? You need the Eliyahu Rabbah, others also. It's not just Eliyahu Rabbah. We're not going to go through every single shita right now. There's a whole bunch of shitas back and forth. But the Eliyahu Rabbah is the, I think, the first one that the Bir Halacha brings over there in Simin Kuf Tzadik. And he says, what do you mean? You now made a bur nefeshes and you had automatic cutoff on the bracha. So now you want to drink the coffee? You have to make a new shahakal. You want to eat the cake? You have to make a new mezonos. What does one have to do with the other? You cut out, you made the ala michya. You made the burn of fashis. When you make an after bracha, you automatically cut it off. So it's like this. I just want to explain one thing. When a person makes a after bracha, ala michya, burn of fashis, they automatically cut off. Anyways, let's say in general, I did not have in mind, right? So all the various different halachas which apply, we said if somebody still has something left in front of them, I'm eating cookies, for example, right? And I did not have in mind the cake, but I still have some of my cookies left over and now I want to take out cake. So halacha lemaisa, one would be that mezonos automatically would be able to continue onto the cake as long as I still have some cookies left. If I have cookies, I'm drinking soda, right? And I want to take more soda. So even if I finish the soda, I'm doing the same action, the same sitting. I want to go take more soda. If I finished a cup of soda, even though I finished it, since it's the same thing, I'm allowed to take more soda. It continues on. If I'm eating an apple, I want to take another apple. I finished my first apple, I could take another apple only. If I want to take an orange, I still have to have some of the orange, of some of the apple left in front of me to continue on to the orange. Okay, I always review these halachas because these are so important, and people have, we all have to have it straight. I'm reviewing for myself and all of us together. So that's how it works. If it's a different min with the same bracha, as long as you have some of the original min in front of you, you could continue on. If it's the same exact thing, like soda with soda, apples to apples, orange to orange, even if you finished, again, in the same sitting, not for 2 hours later, in the same sitting, so then I could continue on. Okay, so that's the halach over there. But once you make the bur nefeshes, in that case, it's over. Once you make the ala michi, it's over. Our case that with the question when the bir halacha has over here is when I had it in mind over there. In the cases we just spoke about, I did not have it in mind, so it automatically carries over. Fine, so that helps me. But over here, I had it in mind when I made the shahakal. I had in mind the coffee. I had in mind the mezonos when I made the I had in mind the cake when I made the mezonos. That's the question over here. But in general, the bracha achrayin, I want to make it straight, ala michi ber nefeshes, is an automatic cutoff. The question is, when you had it in mind, how do I work it? So again, we have the Magen Avraham, who says, no problem, just continue. The Eliyahu Rabbah and his group of achrayinim say, excuse me, you made a after bracha, you're stuck, now go make a new bracha. What do we do? And we have to figure out how to get out of the situation. So upcoming shiurim, we'll talk about the Kaf HaChaim, who gives various different etzotivas, how to work with it. Thank you for listening. Hatzlach and bracha kol tov.